This Paul W. Smith Show podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools.
As advertised, it is time now for Red Wings Weekly here on WJR, brought to you by Flagstar Bank, official partner of the Detroit Red Wings, by the University of Toledo, less than an hour away, and scholarships to cover out-of-state tuition, and by our good friends at the Capitol Grill. Disappointment for the Winged Wheelers again last night at the Joe as they fall in overtime to the second-worst team in the National Hockey League. The Arizona Coyotes 5-4, the final to break it down. Happy to have with us. He was in the studio on Fox Sports Detroit. He's also on the road every once in a while with the great Ken Daniels. The Wizard, Chris Osgood, joining us now. How are you there, young fella?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Sensational. I could tell with your comments after the game last night, Ozzy, that you're a little bit dumbfounded by that Red Wing performance. Losing to the Coyotes in overtime, it looked like an instant 2 points going into it. It just didn't turn out that way.
Yeah, I think they were expecting the 2 points as well. You know, it was a weird night for the Red Wings in a whole. Cronwall goes down after a warm-up. He's one of the guys that can't afford to lose right now. Cole, you know, injures himself as well, kind of on a weird play. A lot of odd things happen. They fall down a goal, they come back, and you four consecutive times, and each time you're expecting them really to take the game over, and it just didn't happen, whether it was, you know, a bad penalty or turnovers or just not playing as well as they could have. And obviously, Jimmy Howard didn't have the night that he's accustomed to having, so it was just one of those nights for them. And, you know, but at the same time, I mean, I'm really not overly concerned about where they're at. They're probably where they should be, right in third place. And 3 weeks from now, when the playoffs start, they'll probably be playing that same Tampa team they're lined up against right now.
But it's interesting, Chris. When you go back to the 18th of February through the 28th, they were on that six-game road trip, and it was beautiful. They go 4-1-1. Since then, they are 4-7, 2-5 over their last seven. Is there any one thing that has brought this Red Wings team down since that very successful road trip?
You know, before that, you know, they beat Chicago just before they went on that trip too. So it was, you know, that was the point of the season where everybody was, you know, looking to us saying that was the make or break point, and they played great each and every game. They won a couple games, maybe they shouldn't have, but they're finding ways to win. Everybody was contributing, and really since then they've been hit or miss. They've run into some injuries. They've missed Pavel Datsyuk a ton right now. Jimmy Howard getting injured and then coming back, he hasn't been the same since. He's going to have to find his game here in the next 10 days. 10 games, sorry. A lot of factors. Just, you know, the penalty killing hasn't been as good. And the effort's been there. Each and every night these guys are giving it their all. Things just aren't going their way right now. And saying that, I would rather have that happen right now. And these guys work their way through some tough times before they get to the playoffs, where inevitably tough times are going to happen. It's not going to go their way each and every night. So what this is going to do, hopefully, is toughen these young guys up getting into the playoffs and realize, you know, this isn't an easy league. They've obviously slipped a bit the last 2 weeks, and they're paying for it right now. And now, you know, Ottawa is 5 points behind them. I think Boston is six. So, I mean, they're going to have to start winning some games here in the next week. They play Ottawa Tuesday. I mean, they don't want to get into that pack the last week where they're battling right to make the playoffs. And I don't think they will. I think they're going to play well next game against San Jose, and they're going to win some games here and separate themselves in the end and end up playing Tampa Bay.
Ottawa's just been playing some crazy hockey of late, as you mentioned. Right now, 85 points. Boston with 84. And you mentioned the Red Wings still in third place in the Atlantic. You know what? Not to make excuses, Chris, but, you know, you've played at this level. It's a difficult time of the year. You've got a lot of hockey under your belt. The troublesome part becomes the health of this Red Wings team. You mentioned no Pavel. Nick Cronwall scratched last night. Eric Cole leaves after the first period. That's the last thing you want right now.
Yeah, especially, I mean, this is what happened to him last year, where they really were hit the injury bug last year, and they couldn't avoid it ever. And in the end, you know, it cost them against Boston, and they've avoided it all season long. Pavel Datsyuk, Henrik Zetterberg have been healthy for the most part all season. They've been able to keep everybody healthy, and it's just a bad time right now for them to get this. And I'm not sure when any of these guys are going to be back. San Jose's a desperate team, and they have two difficult games this weekend against Tampa Bay and the Islanders. So, I mean, they're going to have to fare away scratch-off victories. I like what Henrik Zetterberg said, though. You know, it doesn't matter who's in and out of the lineup. You know, they should have won that game last night. And moving forward, they'll have the same attitude. You know, they got to bear down. If anything that, you know, is worrisome for me, and it won't be in the playoffs, is because they're not going to play these teams, is sometimes they play down to their opposition. And Right. Maybe that's younger guys that aren't as experienced, and they don't play at that same level each and every night. They play against St. Louis, they play great. They play against Tampa, they play great. They play against these more difficult teams. They win in Chicago. They play great against L.A. They beat Anaheim. I mean, they lose to Anaheim, but they beat San Jose. I mean, they have to, and then they play Arizona and these lesser teams. They seem to play down to their opposition. So they're, you know, it's a learning process, too. Don't forget, they have some young players in this team. So they're learning their ways, too, on the job. And just they're going to have to get more consistent. But, I mean, I'm not concerned at all. I think they're exactly where they should be. And in the end, they're, like I said before, they're going to play Tampa. It's going to be an exciting series, and we'll see how they do.
All right. Ozzie, great catching up with you. You know, I've always said, and this is one of the great unfair deals in society, that, you know, athletes go through their careers, they retire, become members of the media. When I retire, Chris, I'm not going to become goaltender of the Red Wings. I don't get it. You enjoying your media stay?
Yeah, I enjoy it. Yeah, it's a lot of fun this year. Get to work, learn from Mickey Redmond, and work with Ken Daniels. So, I mean, that's always an honor for me. And, you know, Garen Elliott and the rest of the people that I work with in the studio do a great job and help me along. Have a lot of fun this year.
All right, Ozzie. See you soon, my friend.
All right, see you. Take care.
You betcha. Chris Osgood, bye. Red Wings Weekly on WJR, brought to you by Flagstar Bank, official partner of the Red Wings. By the University of Toledo, less than an hour away, and scholarships to cover out-of-state tuition, and by the Capital Grill.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.